Welcome to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and the Disaster Recovery Journal. Crisis management in today's world is ever-changing, and this podcast is our commitment to help you navigate successful outcomes for any crisis you may face. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews. I specialize in providing insights and solutions for crisis, continuity, and resilience across industries from real estate and healthcare to terrorism in the airline and transportation worlds. No matter what industry you're in, this podcast will provide you the tools to build resilience in your organization. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Resilience Decoded podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews, and so excited to see you back today. Today's podcast is titled Artificial Intelligence in Business Continuity. At the recent Disaster Recovery Journal conference in Phoenix, one of the hot topics was artificial intelligence. And when we think about tools like ChatGPT becoming more mainstream, the conversation is shifting to how can we actually use these tools in our profession. So in this episode, we're going to share some of the ways that we're using AI in our business and how you can better leverage this tool for your own organization. So number one, if you follow our podcast on LinkedIn, you probably noticed that some of our video clips from the show have dynamic captions. And guess what? It's created by AI. With the captions app, AI will transcribe the text for you and align it to your video. And there you can see the style of the captions that you'd like. And this is really great for social media videos, but it's also super helpful for caption training videos or tutorials for your standard operating procedures. When it comes to tools like ChatGPT, you may be tempted to ask generic prompts like, give me social media topics for a business continuity brand or produce a business continuity plan for XYZ company. But the more specific you can be with the prompts, the better the responses you'll get from an AI perspective. I also think it's helpful to understand that one of the challenges with ChatGPT and other aspects of AI is the validity of the data and ensuring that where it's coming from is something that is really supporting the information that you're trying to share and also giving credit to people who may have contributed to that insight. So we'll talk more about that in a second. Different AI tools can do different things. So ChatGPT is great for helping you come up with an idea for a post or an article or some website copy. But if you want to summarize the main bullet points from a report, you can use a tool like Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, that can take in your PDF files. An important note about AI tools is that they pull from their entire database of information. And so make sure that you're not publicly available or pulling things that may not be publicly available, documents or key aspects of information that you don't want to be out there. And also make sure that you're getting input from your security team before you're using particular AI tools. You also want to be mindful of fact-checking everything that you get from an AI perspective. AI tools can hallucinate, for a lack of better words, and give false data or information. It gives you facts or statistics. And so in those cases, you want to make sure that you double check and make sure that those data and stats are actually relevant and they're consistent with the information that you are sharing. The other concern that we've seen with AI tools is their bias, right? And whoever's putting the information in has a bias because all humans have a bias. And so that means whatever you're receiving is biased information. And so you also want to take that into account as you read and pull from that information. And lastly, you want to train your AI. So the AI on your business, in order for it to be as useful as possible to you, it has to be trained. So tell the chat what your role is. Tell the chat the type of company or industry that you're in, the types of clients that you serve. And like most other forms of technology, similar to my Netflix account, the more I help my system to understand who I am and what I like, the more it will tailor things to me that work best for me. I hope this was helpful. As we're learning more about these tools and how they're coming available to us, we'd love to hear how you're using AI in your organization. So please feel free to share that with us on LinkedIn or on our YouTube videos. And look out for the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and Disaster Recovery Journal. Make sure you check out the show notes for this episode to see all the upcoming events, programs, and ways we can support you. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, and share it with a friend. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.